And there was a chap there named Baker, and I know the officer was a Scotsman, he wasn't bad. And our blokes, you see, my company used to, I can't tell you his name now, Lieutenant Quartermaster so-and-so, he would send down somebody from me for perhaps 10 loaves or 20 loaves or something like that, you see. And I would send them up. That's how I come with that best suit of clothes when I come home. And he was Lieutenant Quartermaster, was a Tavistock man, and he was in charge of the market. They had to pay a market toll. If you went in with anything, you had to pay him. So, what was that up to?
You were saying about the loaves. You were in charge?
Oh, yeah. So, he, when I come to go on leave, he fitted me up lovely, see? And then the last trip of all, he sent down for some sugar. Well, I couldn't get sugar unless I had, I don't know, 50 pounds in a sack. So this chap come down on a horse. He was a jockey in Peacetop. I know his damn name too. I can't even know it now, you know, I can't really. And he took the sugar back, and this sergeant saw it, you see. Sergeant Baker saw it, and he reported me. So I went in front of, I can't think of the officer, captain he was, I can't think of his name. So for punishment, I lose my stripe and I was sent back to my battalion. And as I was walking by, I found my old go, and I left early in the morning. Oh, I could go when I liked, you know, because I was sent back. They didn't want no more to do with me. So I went back, and going back through one of the villages, I come across one of our bakers, bakehouses, and they had little small loaves. So I said, "Bugger me, don't that smell lovely? You know, put me in mind of home right away." So they said, "Well, have one." And they gave me two. They gave me two. And I ate one, and of course I don't know who I got there, because he was brand new, you see, and he come out here. So I give one of my mates and one I had myself, but I'd ate mine before I got there, to tell you the truth. Yeah.
That's how you lost the start.
Yeah, so I lost the start, yeah. Still didn't make noise, I enjoyed myself after, you know.
You were telling me earlier on about when you were in no man's land, finding the dead German.
Oh, yeah, with his boots. Yeah. Yeah.
What did it feel like when you were crawling through the dark?
You know what you would get up to when you aid up against a pair of boots. I didn't notice boots before I got my head up to it. And I caught them all, see? And there was, I could feel movement. Well, I knowed what it was then, you see?
Were you frightened when you found out?
Well, or? I don't know how you feel. I expect I did, you know. I wasn't more a hero than anybody else.
What was the feeling in your tummy when you were waiting to go over the top?
Oh, well, it wasn't very good. Because one time there, I only had one biscuit, wheat biscuit. And you had to crack them up with your bayonet to eat these. And I thought of the good suppers I refused home before now, when I was eating them. Yeah.
Were you ever in a bayonet charge at all?
Well, not actually a charge, but I saw a bayonet come out from me, yeah. Yeah.
What do you mean by that? You had.
Well, I mean that we was on guard, and the Bulgarians came down and they had creeped up so near that the first thing I saw was a bayonet. See? That's the only Never in a bayonet charge over the top.
What did you do when you saw the bayonet? Did you fire at him or?
Well, you weren't supposed to.
Yeah.
You weren't supposed to fire, see? You were supposed to attack, but I'm afraid I did. So that's all I'm going to say about that.
That was a nasty feeling, I bet.
Oh, yeah, it was. Yeah. Yeah, you got cornered sometimes, of course you did. And of course, you had officers coming around all the time, you know.
I've heard a lot said about the rum ration. Did you always have rum before you went into the attack?
No,
you never had it?
No. Yes. We did one place. Now, where was that? I don't know. I don't know where it was. But I know we was on the march and we had a rum and coffee from the Salvation Army people. But where it was, I couldn't tell you. No. I don't know where it was now. I never thought about that. No.
What did you do when you got demobbed?
Demobbed. I come home and I stopped the fortnight. Well, at first I went down to Plymouth because I was knocked out with malaria. You know, if I went for anything, I'd fall down. And then I went down to Plymouth, and the bloke had only died last Saturday. He got a pension and I didn't. Because I wouldn't go sick so much. He was sick in hospital and sick all the time. And they got a pension, but as I didn't go, you know, I sticked it and just drink a quinine and cure myself sort of fashion. I didn't get no pension, but the other chap he did. I went down with. I had to go to Plymouth in front of the board, and then I come back and gradually got better. And then I went timber hauling after I come back, timber hauling, and then the brickyard was lighted up again, and I went back to the brickyard, and I was there till what age?
34 or 36 years.
Aye?
34 or 36 years.
Yeah. Then I was on machinery all the time, wasn't I? I got fed up with it, and I said to a council bloke, I'd like a job like yours, because I didn't think he was doing much work. And he said, is that on? I said, yeah. And he said, I might be able to get you on with me. So I thought, oh, all right, be a change anyway. And he got me on the cemetery, digging graves. So I went up there for 15 years. And I worked till I was 68, and then I finished.
Well, you've had quite a varied career, haven't you?
No, I never had a day on the dole. Never been on the dole. No, because you see, first when, not when the other was born, the other two was born, we joined, come in fighting to live. Yeah. 22, 21?
No. I don't know.
21,
I
think.
I was born
1927. Where was Rose? Where was Rose
born? Rose is 7 years older than me.
Hey?
Rose is 7 years older than me, and she was born in Stoke, and Donald was born in Stoke.
Yeah. Well, then it's coming Peyton, didn't it?
Yeah, well, I was born 1927.
1927, well, yeah. And you were 5 years different from me, weren't you?
Yeah.
Well, say 1922 then. 21, 22, I come into Peyton, and then I was still a brickyard, wasn't I?
Yeah.
And what was this telling about?
You were telling me about what you did, you see, and you never went on the dole.
Oh, yeah. Well, then I was still a brickyard, and as I told you, I see this car do my warm and sour, and I thought I would like a job.
You can
beat them, you have to join them. I joined them, and I went up the cemetery, digging graves.
Now, you had, what, 4 years in the army, didn't you?
Yes, world, huh?
Yeah, well, yes. Now, when you got demobilised, did you feel let down because you were promised, you know, a world fit for heroes? Did you feel let down?
No, I don't think I was glad to get home. I don't think I found anything I got. Because I had young missus home waiting for me. Mm. You see, it makes a lot of difference, doesn't
yes,
it?
Yes, yeah.
Yeah.
But you wouldn't want to go through that again, I bet.
No. No. Well, of course, this last war wasn't nothing compared with the first war, because there wasn't no mother, nothing, was there? No. I don't see her, was anywhere. And of course, he was riding about where we had to walk, and you had to carry your load because you didn't have nothing to, or the food pack mules, I suppose. Food GS wagons, or what they called them, but nothing like there was with the Second World War, was there?
Well, this is a marvel.